One Piece Books presents Schoolgirl by Osamu Dazai. Translated by Allison Markin Powell. Read by Tracy Katokiriyama. Preface. The confessional strain runs so vibrantly throughout the novellas, short stories, and novels of Dazai Osamu, 1909 to 1948. That it is next to impossible to read his works without being reminded of his immense self-loathing, guilt over his bourgeois upbringing, eventual bitter falling out from the Marxist Party, and multiple double suicide attempts that, only after his partners were less lucky, finally succeeded. Indeed, the themes woven into the woof and weft of his literary tapestries were so obviously cut from the fabric of his life that even when he assumed the guise of a mawkish female schoolgirl, readers have no trouble seeing through the flimsy veneer. Dazai had a flair both for this self-confessional, if not ironic, exposé, in the tradition of some of the greatest authors of early modern Japanese literature, as well as for a modern sense of the absurd. His stories are full of secrets inadvertently revealed, of characters leaving with a flounce only to return humbled, but then again maybe not, and of seamlessly contorted manipulations. Above all else, however, alienation, particularly from loved ones, runs throughout his oeuvre. Such is the case with his masterpiece, No Longer Human, Ningen Shikaku, 1948, wherein the main character, Yozo, is disowned after a failed try at drowning himself in the sea at Kamakura. Similarly, the anti-heroes of several short stories, like Bobble, Gangu, or Mount Yoshino, Yoshinoyama, admit to stealing family heirlooms as though it were no admission at all. Dazai's stories are littered with protagonists who, having taken advantage of others, are taken advantage of themselves, milked for all they are worth, abandoned, and ultimately disqualified from the ranks of humanity. Dazai could achieve this disturbing psychological depth by drawing not only on his own life, but also on French and Russian literature, and on some of the masters of early modern Japanese prose fiction, like Ihara Saikaku, 1642 to 1693. Dazai's A New Rendering of Tales of the Provinces, Shinshaku Shokoku Banashi, 1945, for instance, draws heavily on Saikaku's Tales of the Provinces, Shokoku Banashi, 1685. And A Myriad of Obsolete Private Letters, Yorozu no Fumihogu, published posthumously in 1696, two early epistolary stories written a half-century earlier than similar forerunners in the West, like Richardson's Pamela, 1740, or Laclos's Les Liaisons Dangereuses, 1782. Yet Dazai also makes subtle if brilliant use of Chinese graphs, respect language, and allusions to classical prose and poetry, thereby adding a playfulness and richness to his writing that typically confounds rendering into other languages. More than any other translation of a work by this master of modern Japanese literature, who bears comparison to Dostoevsky, Chekhov, and Rimbaud, this one, by Allison Markin Powell, magically captures the thinly veiled self-loathing, zany angst, wild mood swings, and sublime nihility of Dazai in a way that speaks to the disaffected youth in us all. It is tempting to read this story, Schoolgirl, Joseto, superficially concerning a precocious young woman who, reluctant to outgrow her self-described doll-like body, similarly resists coming to terms with the death of her father, as an oblique meditation on fascism. The more the schoolgirl protests that social roles hold little, if any, imagined charm, the more she comes across as desperate to give herself up to something, anything, larger than her own existence. Published in 1939, such criticism was dangerous, if not outright suicidal. No wonder that this story catapulted Dazai into the literary limelight and foreshadowed his own incandescent demise. Adam L. Kern, August 2011, Tokyo, Japan. Forward. To
Sample complete. Ready to continue?